Yeshua should be his precious Swiss. Rabbi Yehudit Nafshi, Rabbi Ezra Sayyid Ben Tvora, Reinitz Shita, Rav Shraga Ben Malka Esther, Mordechai Eliel Hill Ben Yosef Halevi, Yehudit Nafshi, Rav Chaim Shrek Shlita, Yehudit Nafshi, Rabbi Yisrael Ben Moshe Mordechai Feit Shlita, Vracha Vatzlach Wachomas Eidem, of course Moshe Ben Peshadina, and Linishmas Rav Eliel Moshe Ben Rav Yitzchak Dov, and Rav Aaron Ben Rav Nasan. We are learning the Siddur of Maran Rav Zatzal. We are up to below Hashem Elokai Shivati Alecha V'dir Beini in Mizmor Shir Chanukos Avais LaDavid. So we say Hashem, our God, my God, Shivati Alecha, I cried out to you V'dir Beini and you healed me. Says the Rav Zatzal, L'pnei Shashem Elokai Mashre Lait Elokuto. Since God is my God, Hashem Elokai, the Rav member in his Perushim, he's medayik every single word, every single os. Hashem, your Hashem Havaya, Hayahovi Elokai, you're my God, Hashem Elokai, Hamashre Alai that bestowed that places on me his godliness. Ham Yuchad Lechol Briotav, that's special for all of his Brios, Kiloraka Biriyah Zoti Labada Shelo. Don't think that you get lost in the mix here of over 7 billion human beings and billions more other types of creatures. So no, Hashem is your God independently. The great number of people in the world in no way negates or fuzzes up, mitashtesh, makes unclear, blurs, that's the word I was looking for, blurs and weakens the connection between God and us. Doesn't matter how many people there are, Hashem has a special relationship with each and every one of us. Hashem Elokai. Kikulam nivru kadei levdav kabok. Because everyone was created in order to cling to Hashem. Valkein, samachok eloki, ki hashivai lafi taviyat ha'ishu. And therefore God made the rule that crying out to him is going to bring the salvation. Meshazah adam chuzer v'shav lim kor havayato. Because with this, a man returns to the source of his existence, shumakol shlemuto, which is the source of his shlemus. And the complete shleimus removes any lacking. The complete refuah must come. So that's what it means. Hashem Elokai. Hashem, you're my independent God. We're connected to you. I am connected to you. And therefore, Shivati Elecha, I cry out to you. And this crying out is what brings the Yeshua. Because when I cry out to you, I'm going to the source of my existence, which is the source of my perfection. And this perfection removes every chisaron. And Mimela, since I find myself in this place of perfection, Vatir Pa'eni, you heal me, because that's what happens when you put yourself in that place of perfection, going back to your source. Hashem Elokai Shivati Alecha Vatir Pa'eni. It's like $1 million parish. Beautiful. So the Rav continues, the Pasuk continues, Hashem Ha'elita Min Sha'ol Nafshi, Hashem, you raised from the grave my soul. So it's an interesting question here. What's this sha'ol? Sha'ol is milashon l'sha'ol, to ask. So why is the word for grave the same as the word for ask? Very interesting. Till I saw the Rav, I never thought of this question in my life. And that's an obvious question, but that's what happens when you learn. You just see things that are in front of your face the whole time. Hashem, he'elita min sha'ol, he'elita min sha'ol nafshi. You raised from the grave my soul. Hayirida shel ha'chaim, the lowering of life, b'mi'uta dmut ha'chiyunit, which is what happens when the and I just want to be makdim. I want to preface my words that I don't understand. I'm not sure that I'm understanding what the Rav is saying in this piece, and therefore I'm throwing it out there to my sweetest friends, the, I don't want to say tens of thousands, because probably hundreds of thousands, if not millions and millions, who are listening to this or are going to listen to this. That if you have a better parish, if you think that I'm wrong, if you can polish up what I'm saying, I would love that. I want to understand what the Rav says, as we know the Rav's language is not always so clear and understandable to simple people like me. So I'd love someone to come out there, to our few people, to clarify this for me, and through Dibuk Chaver, and we can come to Havana of what David HaMelech is telling, teaching us. Hashem Ha'elita Min Sha'ol Ha'elita Min Sha'ol Nafshi. you raised from the grave my soul. Hayirida shelachem, the lowering of life. B'miyuta dmutach yunit, in the lessening of the vital form. B'mechikat kishronotea, the erasing of its talents. Himashira rak et hanekuda shel hachefetz, relieves only this point of desire. Haratzon lechiyot, the desire to live. Hashifra lehitkayem, the striving to exist. B'lo kol sipuk emtzei, eich lemalei tadrisha, without any providing of means to fulfill this demand. Nishar rak hamish'al levad, that's she'ol. She'ol milashon mish'al. Mish'al, request. That somebody is so low down, they're so beaten and bruised, emotionally, spiritually, physically, all that's left is the mish'al. Eleta min she'ol nafshi, nishar rak hamish'al levad, below ha'efsharut shel ha'afaka shel ha'mish'al, without the possibility of actualizing, of carrying out the mish'al, what's requested. In other words, somebody's in the she'ol, they're in the she'ol, and all that's left is their mish'al, that this desire to live, but how's this desire going to be fulfilled? Rak ha'mishiyachi umit b'mkorav ha'she'ol, all that's left is the Rishima Hachiyunis in its source, the trace of vitality at its source, Hasha'ol. There's only a little bit left. There's only that request, that desire to live, but nothing to fulfill it. From this depth, Kishikesh Shechesed Hashem Mofia, when the Chesed of God appears, V'kisharon ve'emtzei hafakat ha'mish'alim shel ha'chaim matchilim lehitmalot, and the talents and means and abilities and capacity of actualizing, of fulfilling the requests of life start being fulfilled. Matchilim lemalot et tafkid ideali shel hachaim, start fulfilling the ideal purpose of life. In other words, a person's in this she'ol, he's in this grave, he's lost everything, all he has is this desire to live. Then there's this Chesed Hashem, which enables the desires of life, the mish'alim, the request, the desire of life, to fulfill its tafkid, to fulfill its purpose. And that is Hashem he'elita, you raised me, min she'ol, from this low place, my soul, min she'ol nafshi zoti aliyah mitoch ha'yirida shel ha'ma'amak asher l'she'ol, that's the aliyah, from the yirida to this depths, which is the grave. Hashem Elita min she'ol nafshi. So that's what the aliyah min she'ol is. A person so low, he has this desire to live. He doesn't know how he's going to make it, how he's going to exist. And then God takes him out of there, and God puts his chesed Hashem, and he extracts him from this low place. Again, we're talking here about, as we discussed in the past, about someone sick, someone suffering a lot. There's a lot of discussion what this has to do with Chanukas Habayis, and what exactly it's talking about. There are many, numerous different perushim. As we spoke about in the first shir, we said Mizmor Shir. We said that Haregesh Halavavim Ata Make Bamak Hanefesh At Safun B'Chagvei Achaim Shet Parzutua Bituyit Ani Yochalet Baresh Bituyim. So there's the Zemer that can't be expressed with words, and then it's revealed in Shir. That's the Mizmor Shir, and they come together. This, the lack of words and the words. So that's the hakdama to entering the Beis HaTfilah, which on one hand requires this emotion without words, and then also the words. And then Vayter Chanukas HaBayis, this is what enables the Bayis to be built, because that's what we need in the Bayis. This is the inauguration of the house, and this is supposed to elevate the chair of David, Chanukas Habayis LeDavid. So we get to the next shtickle, Chiyasana Miyor Divor, Hashkia, you gave me life from falling down to the pit. Hashkia B'Sha'ol, the submersion in She'ol. What's She'ol? What's a bore? A bore is a pit. So we said, Hashem Elitzim in She'ol Nafshi, erased from Sheol my soul. So some Farshim say we're just Pasha repeating ourselves. Chiyasanim, Yor Divor, we're saying the same thing in two different ways. You gave me life from falling into the pit. But Kayadu, the Malbim doesn't like that. The Malbim finds meaning for everything, and also the Rav also likes to find a different meaning for every phrase in Tanakh, even though it seems like it's saying the same thing twice. He holds there are no redundancies. So Chiyasanim, Yor Divor. Hashkiya b'she'ol, afo pishiya muka, mikom akom yisod ha'chayim adayin lo nitalba, me'otzar ha'nefesh ha'chiyuti. Being shakua, being submerged in the she'ol, in the grave, even though it's deep, nevertheless the foundation of life hasn't yet been taken from the otzar ha'nefesh ha'chiyuti, from one's vitality. Ha'mishal be'atzmo pishchasim lakol ta'kifav, shal miluya mishal, this request, even though it lacks the capacity to be fulfilled at this time, even though it's a very unfortunate Nebuch situation, it's horrific. It all says these fears and sadness and the pains of the soul, but still there's this spark of life. So in the previous first part of the pasuk, Hashem ha'elisa min she'ol nafshi, there's still some life involved. When one falls into the pit, even the foundation of life has been taken out. It's gotten even worse. Not only am I in Sheol, but I'm even in the bore. The ceiling of the pipe of the desire of the internal desire. The This striving, the ambition to live and to fulfill the purpose of life in reality, kistei bol, like an unplanted field. Chiyasanim miyardi bor, right? We have on one hand it's a pit, on the other hand it's milashin stei bor, that you have this unplanted field. It has nothing. Asher ein ba afilo hachana lehorah asher zriya, doesn't even have the preparation of being able to be planted. Hamivyal idei tzmicha, that brings to sprouting korat haborut. What's a bore? A bore is somebody who doesn't even have the hachanas to learn. He's just such an ignoramus. He doesn't even have the. It's like a mashal, a person. In order to get into college, you need a high school diploma, right? They don't know you're into college without a high school diploma. So it helps sometimes if one's father gives $5-10 million to the university. Sometimes they can overlook those small details. But in general, you have to have that. So let's say somebody doesn't have a high school diploma, and he doesn't take the SATs, and he applies to Harvard, and he applies to Yale. They laugh him out of there. They don't even look at his transcript, because he doesn't have the basics. That's the bore. He doesn't even have what it takes to start learning. And that's chisanim yordi bore. I don't even have what it takes to start my life, to start sprouting. Bein shum hechshir ruchani, without any spiritual preparation, afilu biyachas le'erif nafshi, muchan l'shleimut v'hadracha. We have nothing that prepares us in our soul for shleimus. Ein bur yirechet. There is no bur, this ignoramus, can't fear sin. Ha'omed mi badrega p'chuta me'am ha'aretz. Shachana lemdit kvar yesh nabos. So here the Rav gives a hagdara, what's in this yari, a bur and an am ha'aretz. Ein bur yirechet v'lo am ha'aretz chesed, it says in the Mishnah Novus. So bur is worse than a yirechet. A bur is worse than an am ha'aretz. An am ha'aretz, at least he has the capacity to learn. A boor doesn't even have that. A boor doesn't even have the preparation to learn. Elishi chasrat, but Am Haaretz has the hachana, it just hasn't been developed. Elishi chasrat pituach. V'chesed elyon choder ulema'amakim. So now that we've described how desperate the situation is for this person who's in the boor. He's in the boor and there's no hachana even for sprouting. It's nothing. He's deep in the pit. He's deep in the unplanted field. He's got nothing going for him. Everything seems lost, even that Yisod HaChaim seems lost. Nevertheless, b'chesed elyon choderu lema'amakim, and God's chesed penetrates the depths. L'achayot gam et neshkeim b'ma'amak shechachat ha'chaim ve'ora chiyunit ha'aluit b'yisoda. Chiyitani miyordi bo, and the divine chesed penetrates to all the depths to elevate even those who are submerged in the depths of the forgotten life and light, and godly light. Nevertheless, even those people in that God-forsaken place, Kaviyachol, Shi'itani mi'yoldi bo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me life when I fell into that bore. Wow, this is just amazing. $1 million, $100 million, I don't know, can't put a price tag on it. Like Oscar Wilde famously said, that a cynic is somebody who knows the price of everything and the value of nothing. So we should be zochem mir tashem to appreciate the value of what we're learning, and to be elevated mala mala, and to daven it, to live what we daven, and to daven what we live. Thank you so much for listening, sweetest, most beloved friend.